Okay, your life path.
Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I don't want that to hit that. Amen. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is awesome to be here this morning. I count it an honor and a privilege to be in the house of prayer this morning. And I am thankful that those that are with us now and those that will be with us later on, I pray that you are blessed in the name of Jesus. I need you to raise your hands and repeat after me, Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
We bless you and we thank you.
We bless you and we thank you.
For you are worthy.
For you are worthy.
And you are righteous.
And you are righteous.
And there is none like you.
And there is none like you.
We give you praise.
We give you praise.
For everything that's going on.
For everything that's going on.
For in the scriptures.
For in the scriptures.
It tells us,
you tell us,
in all things,
give thanks.
I thank you, Lord,
for sustaining us,
and keeping us,
and healing us.
Forgive me of all sin,
all
unrighteousness,
anything in my atmosphere
that is not like you.
I rebuke it
in the name of Jesus.
And I pray
strength,
encouragement,
joy,
power,
light, and life
into my atmosphere.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. Yes. God is worthy to be praised. Let me, before we start praying, I want to say something to our members,
yes,
to our family. It is not that we are unaware of this thing that they've got going, or that we don't take it serious, or that we don't believe it's real. We know it's a real thing. It is a biological or chemical attack. We know it exists. We know it's real. We know people have died directly and indirectly from it. We know people are affected. We understand these things. But what you're looking at is that we're walking by faith and not by sight.
Amen.
We're walking in the strength of God and not the fear of the world.
Amen.
You have to understand that the world, this world that we live in, is being governed by an entity that is not God,
Amen,
that does not like, love, or care for God. And it stands against everything God stands for. So when God tells you to have peace, the enemy ramps up the hysteria. The enemy wants you to be hysterical. They want you to do things to give them a legitimate reason to do what they plan to do. You cannot allow fear to operate in your life, because the Bible says fear is not of God. When people look at you, they cannot see, they cannot be looking at fear. They must look at the Christ that's in you, overshadowing, overtaking the fear. That's what, and so that's how we are operating. We're operating under the strength of God. We are not operating out of fear. And as long as the Lord will allow us to do what we're doing, we're going to continue to do what we're doing.
Yes.
We encourage you to contact us. I don't know, Pastor, what do you think we'll do about the phones? How long do you think that'll be?
We can start next week.
Amen. So Pastor Andrea is directing our phone line. She's heading the whole thing, and she has people back there that will be praying. With her permission, we're going to send the number out for you to call in for prayer. They're going to have hours of prayer. If you need someone to pray with, a person to pray with, outside of the hours that we'll be praying, contact us and I will assign someone to pray with you. But we need to know, we need a name and a number, because we can't pray, that we can pray, but the Lord may not give us your phone number. And so that's something you're going to have to do. We want to know where you're contacting us from, so we can, so the whole world will know that God reaches every place.
Amen.
Amen. Is that all right? Amen. So we encourage you to stay encouraged. This will pass. The enemy is still going to come up with something.
Yes.
But this current disaster that they're trying to promote will come to pass until the next big thing. Amen. Because it's going to be something until Jesus comes. And so until the next best thing, but this will come to pass. You must allow Christ to hold you together while he does what, while you let your light shine. Yes. Before, Pastor, can I, about the one we talked about, the number?
That's the first one on here.
Without naming a name or a specific situation, there is a young lady that contacted us through email. We believe, my wife tracked the email address to the borders of Canada and the U.S. So we believe there's somewhere where there. We got your email, disturbing. We the prayer team has it. We've been praying ever since. We've been praying that the Lord will set you free, that he will release those chains of captivity for not just you, but for your child. We were blown away by what you're dealing with. And I want you to know that we are praying for you now. I want you to know that you are not by yourself. We are praying that the captor or captors will be silenced, condemned, destroyed in the name of Jesus and their works, and that you and your child will be set free.
Hallelujah.
You have a family now. You are not alone.
Thank you.
You are no longer by yourself. We will support you in every way we can.
Amen.
You contact us and we will pray with you. We will stand with you and we will fight against who's attacking you.
Yes.
You are no longer alone.
Amen.
You have family.
Yes.
I want you to understand that.
Yes.
Whenever you hear this prayer, I pray that you'll get back in touch with us. We don't have a phone number, you know. All we have is an email address. And I returned your email the same day. I will keep it confidential, but I need you to reach out to me so that we can continue to pray for you.
Yes.
You know who you are. I'm not naming any names on purpose. Reach out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you Kosanyo, you know the soldier that we're praying for and their child. You know the condition that they're fighting, the slavery that they're in. You understand. God, you, my Lord, can break that chain, and you will. You will deliver them in the name of Jesus. You will break the chain in the name of Jesus. You will allow them to escape in safety in the name of Jesus. You will allow them to raise up and be set free in the name of Jesus. You, Lord, and you alone will free them from this slavery.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
They reached out to you, oh God.
Yes.
You said this is a house of prayer, and we are prayer warriors, and we are worshipers of God. It is done in the name of Jesus. Destroy the enemies that are trying to destroy them. Koshania, the Koshania that's trying to destroy them. Kishonas, send your army of angels and warriors to defeat those that are destroying or trying to overtake those. Destroy them with your breath. Destroy them with your power. Destroy them with your word. And give us the open victory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Anyone that's in slavery of any kind, we want to pray with you and for you.
Yes.
This prayer is also for anyone that's in slavery.
Yes.
We still pray for those 2,300 children that God assigned us months ago.
Yes.
I believe that God will reveal the purpose of this prayer in due time. But if you are in slavery, let us know. We will pray with you. You're not alone. Amen.
Amen.
What else we got, Mama? Yes, I'm ready.
Imowata. Yes. Her boyfriend Malik, he's just been diagnosed for cancer, so she wants prayer for him to be healed.
Yes.
And for the cancer and sickness to be dried up.
Yes. Minister Lord, can I have you stand in here for what's the young man's name?
Malik.
Malik, turn this way, son. There you go. Malik, there you go. And stand right there, because that way. La mija, masamia, I need somebody to anoint my hand. And her name is
Imowata.
Imowata. Does it say where she's from?
No.
Amen. Imowata. That's a pretty name. It sounds Hawaiian or Cambodian, African. Is that African? La Husamia. La Ontosa. Thank you. Halalto Shamia. Can we get the Panapa Kisayano Tasamia?
It's actually, I got that mixed. Imowata is a different prayer. This is Gabriella from Malik.
Ah, Gabriella.
Okay.
Gabriella. Amen. Ta isono. Gabriella. Formerly. Ta isho. Gabriella, Minister Lord is standing in for Malik. God is a healer. God no shot. And he's he is not a deliverer. He is the deliverer. We want to get it twisted. He's not a God that delivers as if though he's like some other God. He is the only God that delivers. He is the only God that heals. He is the only God that destroys the enemy. He is not a God. He is the God. We pray healing and deliverance over Malik. Is that, did I get that right? Biko to Sharon. We pray that the two of them will pray together in the name of Jesus. Gabriella, if you do not have any anointing oil, I will send you some to put on Malik. I need a mailing address. We don't charge for these things. We don't even charge for postage. We don't charge for any of this stuff. When I ask you to let us send you a tallit and or some oil with instructions on how to use them for the healing and deliverance, there's no catch. We just want to help because that's why we're here. And so I want to send you some oil to anoint him.
Amen.
And to pray over him.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you don't already have some.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, if you have some, the same God that blesses our oil will bless yours.
Hallelujah.
But if you would like us to send you some, I need a name and a mailing address.
Yes.
Thank you.
If you don't want to give that online, just email us a phone number. We'll call you.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. We just want to bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your light so shine before men, Malik. No.
Gabriella.
Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Thank you
need to anoint your hands and lay your hand on the area where that cancer is. And you need to cover yourself with a tallit and pray. And see what God does.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
If you let us know when you're going to do it, we'll be praying with you at that same time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Allah Shalom. And God will clear up everything else.
Yes.
Allah Shalom. Thank you, son. Amen.
Hey, how do you pronounce her name again?
Imowata.
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 She wants to learn to walk in the Holy Spirit.
How awesome is
with
that?
With God immediately for herself.
Yeah. Imowata. And I want you to learn.
Yes.
You don't want this by yourself. We want it with you.
Yes.
We want you to walk in God like a soldier, ready to roll.
Amen.
Kick the tires and light the fires. Let's do this. If you contact us, I will send you information.
Amen.
I will connect you with somebody that can actually pray with you and talk with you. We will get you going.
Yes.
Because this is not something we're trying to hide. We're trying to put, listen, I believe in my spirit that in a little while, and I mean way little, the opportunity that God is affording people right now, which is unprecedented, will soon be over. All opportunity to get what you're asking for will be gone. People that have a prayer to get through will be gone. Opportunity to have someone to pray over your life will be over. Grace will be over. Peace will be gone. This is the perfect time. Perfect time. Because the enemy's got a plan for everyone that don't believe this is real. Everybody that rather trust CNN than trust God, the enemy's got a plan. Pastor Nicole, there is some paper on that desk there. It says something about it. You'll see it. Bring it up here. Wikosama, I'm going to pray. I need you to, whenever you hear this message, I need you to stretch your hand out toward the TV, toward the whatever device you use. It. Pastor, hold it. No, you hold it, Nikki. Lavisihom, yeah. What's her name again? Amawata?
Imawata.
Imawata. Father God, in the name of Jesus. One more time.
Imawata.
Desires. Strong bonding relationship with
yes,
you
yes,
and
yes.
We desire it for her
yes.
We pray for her peace
in the name of Jesus.
We pray for her strength
mm-hmm.
Her judgment in you
mm-hmm.
That your Holy Spirit will lift her to new heights
mm-hmm.
And to new places and that any sin and unrighteousness that once was is no longer and that your power will prevail and that she will be the light, the beacon in that dark place so that she will draw others unto you. Give her what she needs to be what you have called her to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pastor, read the headline and read this right here, real loud.
Quantum dot tattoos.
Quantum dot tattoos. Look it up.
Holds vaccination records.
Uh-huh.
Rice bioengineer reveals dissolving microneedles that also embed fluorescent medical info. Keeping track of a child's shots could be much easier with technology invented by Rice University professor and his colleagues, Kevin McHugh, an assistant professor of bioengineering at Rice this summer, and his team at previous institutions, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, report in a cover story in Science Translational Medicine on their development of quantum dot tags that fluorescent with information for their injected as part of a vaccination.
That's enough. Show them the picture. Go on, going up there, get up there. A tattoo with points of entry into your skin that will inject whatever they put in it into your skin with the claim that it's so we can keep track of who has shots and vaccinations. That's the claim. So that people, you can't just walk up and say, I've had a shot. They can scan you and see what you have or what's in you. Does anybody see the possibility? Once they inject that in you, it ain't coming out. They can tell you what they want, but they can put anything they want in that. Microchips and technology. That's what they're doing. They say they're working on it. I think they've got it.
Yeah.
They say they're working on it. I think they've got it. You cannot allow fear to move you because God has your back. Amen. Who's next, baby girl?
There's no name,
mm-hmm.
But there's a woman who's having an issue with her granddaughter.
Yes.
I guess they get on each other's nerves, and when grandmother goes to cook, profanity flies out.
Oh,
so
my
she
goodness.
Needs deliverance from that.
Grandma, I understand, and I'm going to tell you what you can start with. You get you some blessed oil, and everywhere that little nasty mouth goes, you put a little oil on the bed where they sleep, on the chair where they sit, on the table where they work, the door sealed, the window sealed, the bathroom where they hang out, wherever they go. You anoint that whole area where they live, the kitchen, and then what you do is you put you on some praise music,
mm-hmm.
A little gospel music,
mm-hmm.
Turn that TV off, disconnect that internet when that kid's in the house, and let the praises fly. Either they're going to stop or they're going to leave. Either one should be fine. You inject Christ in that atmosphere. The enemy does not want to be around any Christ like anything. And he hates true gospel praise. And so if you saturate that atmosphere, that house, with God's praises, the enemy will have to leave because he ain't going to change. And you keep prayer going.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that will change some things in that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
But while you're preparing to do that, I'm going to pray for you right now.
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, only you are holy and worthy. Only you are righteous. You gave us as soldiers the power and authority to eject demons and enemies. You gave us the power and the authority to speak, and they will flee in the name of Jesus. Plakushania, we plead the blood in the name of Jesus. You can clean up that little nasty mouth. You can clean up that evil atmosphere that child has picked up those things in. You can clean up that disposition. You can clean up that child. We're not throwing that child out with the bathwater.
Yes.
We're praying deliverance,
yes,
over that life and over that atmosphere.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, we're claiming that life,
yeah,
in the name of Jesus. We're not turning that life and that mouth over to the enemy.
Yeah.
We're turning that life, that mouth, that attitude over to you.
Yeah.
And we're asking you, oh God, to make the change.
Yes.
And bring peace into that atmosphere.
Yes, Lord.
And not just this concerned grandparent,
yes,
but every person that's dealing with,
yes,
the same type of thing.
Yes.
Because the children are also under pressure.
Yes.
They're not in school. They can't go out and do the things that they wanted to do. They're also being attacked.
Yes.
And so maybe they're releasing.
Mm-hmm.
They have nowhere else to release it except home. That's where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're praying that God will clean up that atmosphere so that instead of spewing out demonic things, that they will embed praises,
amen,
into their atmosphere.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we stand with you and we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sarah. She wants us to pray with her in,
yes,
regards to the situation in the world.
Yes,
and
yes,
her health and her family.
Sarah, we are on prayer watch.
Yes.
We are praying that God will. My praying for unbelievers is almost, you almost can't really do that. Because if they don't believe, they won't accept what you're doing in the first place. My greatest prayer are for those that say they believe. Because those that say they believe, if you're out hoarding toilet paper and sneaking water, I'm not talking about getting what you need. Somebody said to me, I think it was Marcus, I'm not sure, give us this day our daily bread. I don't need a 6-month supply of Top Ramen. I don't need 8 cases of beans, and my family don't want me to need that. I don't need that. I need what I need.
Yeah.
I shop the way I used to shop. I might buy a couple of extra bottles of water because y'all keep hoarding all the water.
Right.
You ain't been buying toilet paper by the case. What makes today so special? You ain't got but one hiney. You can't wipe but one in at a time. You don't need all that. What I'm saying is, you need to let your faith overshadow your fear.
Yes,
Lord.
Jasmine, I was right, wasn't I? Jasmine said I was right, so the rest of y'all. Let your faith be the stronger power.
Hallelujah.
Because when you let fear overtake you, you completely disregard God.
Yeah.
And the Bible says we walk by fear and not by sight.
No.
What? He didn't say that?
No.
We walk by CNN and not by sight.
No.
We walk by Fox and not by sight.
No,
we walk by faith.
Amen.
What are you walking by? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will clear the anxiety of the, you told us to be anxious,
yes,
for nothing. Clear,
yes,
the anxiety,
yes,
of the people that say they believe. This is your opportunity to let your light so shine.
Yes.
This is your opportunity to allow your light to shine.
Yes.
You got oil in your lamp? Let your lamp shine.
Yes.
If you have oil in your lamp should be shining right now.
Amen.
If the world cannot see your lamp, you may not have any oil in it. And you know what happened to those 5 that had no oil. This may be an indicator for you to examine yourself. Because if you can't have enough faith to allow your light to shine, maybe because you have no oil. And if you have no oil, the Bible said you will be left behind.
Yes.
This is a bad time to be left behind.
Yeah.
Maybe this is an opportunity for you to see if you have any oil. Maybe God is shaking your lamp to let you see how much oil is in there. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe God is trying to shake your atmosphere to let you see how much oil you have, because he knows. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen?
This is a time to examine yourself. Amen?
Amen?
In Jesus' name, what you got, mama? Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. The Lord said through Pastor Nair, Tahir, fear weakens your immune system. So with this 5G attacking your immune system and you running around in fear, you make yourself a target for the enemy. You got the sniffles? Buy you some orange juice.
Amen.
Take you some B12 and go to sleep.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
You cannot become fodder to the enemy.
Right.
Amen. Don't allow fear will destroy you.
Yes.
Fear will set you up to be destroyed.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Thank you, Lord.
Don't be the fearful example for your children.
Yes.
Remember, your children are taking their cues from you. And if you're running around in fear and you call yourself a believer, what kind of faith are they going to have in God and you when this is over?
We have Sherry.
Sherry.
She wants prayer for her family in general.
Yes.
And that she has influenza and has been home for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Amen. Sherry. Yeah. Sherry, God is a healer. You know, sometimes God will allow us to be separated from others so that he can spend that time with you.
Yep.
Sometimes God will allow things in the world to happen just so he can get your attention so that he can spend quality time with you. Because if you're not out on the street and you're at home, it's a pretty good chance you might be praying. And if you're praying, see, sometimes God will allow the world to push you to the wall so he can have a conversation with you. Amen?
Amen.
So maybe God have you working from home, and maybe God has you a little sick under the weather. And you know, you can have influenza and not have the XQTZ29 or whatever that thing is they got going. You know, you can have the sniffles and not be contagious. You know, you can have a cold and just have a cold. I know you can't say things like that because, you know, that's antisocial. You know, but you can have a cold and just have a cold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't let fear. Because if you look, I don't even watch the news anymore. I don't watch it.
Amen.
I don't watch it because I'm protecting my atmosphere.
Yeah.
I'm protecting my Holy Spirit. I'm protecting my temple.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my atmosphere to be flooded with all that pollution.
Yes. Yeah.
And so every time I turn it on, it's a corona. Somebody say, if you want a corona, go to the store. That's not me. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying. I've heard that. I'd rather you have that than have this, but I don't want you to have either one of them. What I'm trying to say is,
hallelujah.
What I'm trying to say is, don't go buy no corona. That,
exactly.
I'm not saying that. The Bible said beer are for fools. I know you ain't no fool when you call yourself a Christian.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying one's just as bad as the other.
You,
amen. What I'm saying is don't let fear dictate who your God is.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't make a God out of fear.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
We're praying for our environment. We're praying for your family in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That the Lord will keep you safe and whole. That the Lord will keep you healthy and healed. And if anything comes in your atmosphere, you will have the authority through Christ to pray it out.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
This is from Hazel.
Hazel, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
She wants prayer for her family in general.
Yes, Hazel.
For her to get a job and get rid of her financial problems.
Yes, yes.
For her children to start living a life pleasing to God and stop cursing and their bad habits.
Yes.
And stop being so angry and aggressive.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Anger and aggression, the enemy, some of the things that these children are being fed through their YouTubes and their video games and the some of these things that they closed down, I'm glad they closed them down.
Amen.
Some of the stuff, I mean, everything that they done ain't bad. Nope. Some of the stuff they closed down, hallelujah. Because some of that stuff needed to be closed down. Amen. Now, I don't like my bookstore being closed down and some of that. Now, I don't like that. But I mean, but some of this stuff that these kids was doing, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, it's good. Because it was just a din. For the enemy to just indoctrinate these children.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing now is playing out what's already been poured into them. They have nowhere else to pour it. They can't share it with others like them. So they bring it home. And they pour out all this stuff that you've allowed them, if that was the case, that you have allowed them, oh, that ain't going to hurt them. Oh, they just hit. We're going to see now. Because now you got them. 24/7, they all yours.
Yeah.
And all that stuff that you thought was okay last month, we're going to see if it's okay now that they bring it home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Now that they bring it home to you, we're going to see if it's all okay. Because you didn't think nothing was wrong with all those videos where they doing the hoochie-coochie dance and they cursing and playing. You didn't think nothing was wrong with that. Now you got a problem.
Yeah.
Did I say the wrong thing? I thought that was a good thing. Was that wrong? I thought it was life. Amen. Well, too late now. It's out there now. You know, all the words that they were using, all the people they were hanging out with, and all the spirits that have attached itself to them. You thought we were just being overprotective. You thought we were just talking out the side of our neck. You thought we didn't know what we were saying. Now that they're home, now that you raised, or that the enemy raised for you, is now home with you,
yes.
Now you're going to start praying.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I'm not saying that's your case, but if that is your case, boop, there it is. But if it's not your case, you can laugh, Abigail. That was an amen, because she's just bouncing and smiling. If that's not your case, we want to pray with you. If that is your case, we want to pray with
amen.
You. Because now you have an opportunity to get it right.
Thank you, Lord.
Now you got an opportunity. The Bible says, spare the rod and spoil the child. Sometimes, you know, the police got their hands tied. You might be able to beat them now.
Yeah. Right.
The police got their hands tied. They ain't thinking about you. Mm-hmm. You better get them for the National Guard. Get them.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm just saying.
Right.
I got more to say, but they... Amen. Amen. I bet you glad. I bet you send your teacher flowers when their schools open up, won't you? You gonna support them schools now, the principals and the teachers, and you gonna support all that stuff now, cause now you know.
Yes.
I didn't know the teachers had it so bad. Yeah, and with your kids. I didn't know I didn't know it was that bad. That cause somebody else was babysitting. Now you know. Amen. You gonna know the teachers gonna be heroes when they go back. Amen. I know mine is. Amen. 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 Father God, in the name of Jesus. First of all, before y'all start criticizing me and send me the nice, nasty emails, the Bible says laughter is good for the soul.
Yes.
Yeah. We need to laugh.
And that's just the way I make jokes. Yes. And if you don't like it, I'm sure there's a Catholic channel somewhere. In the name of Jesus. What? I love the Lord. He made me. I am who I am who I am.
Yeah.
Amen. We pray for these families that have a new realization.
Yeah.
We pray for these families that have a new reality. We pray for these families that have to deal with their own babies.
Hallelujah.
We pray for these families that know now what it's like to raise their own kids.
Yeah.
Give them strength. Give them power. Give them your authority.
Amen.
So that they will lift up your holy name. Break out that Bible. Clean the dust off that Bible.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Clean the dust off that Bible. Learn some scripture.
Yes.
And teach them kids how to pray.
Yes.
Because you may not get another chance like this.
Yes.
The enemy may have actually done you a favor.
Yes.
In trying to harm you, he blessed you. Because
yes.
Now you and your family got time to pray.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
From Greece.
Melina from Greece. Thank you, Melina from Greece.
She wants a prayer for Yanis.
Yanis.
Yes. To be healed and delivered.
Yes.
Spiritually.
Yes. God can do it.
And to see that the dark forces surrounding him.
Yes.
And he finally surrendered to God.
Alato shaniasan. Anoint my hand, Pastor.
Yes.
Anoint my hand. Thank you. The dark forces around him.
Yes.
Maletijo. I need somebody short. Who's short? Who's the shortest one in here? Lisa not here. Amen. I hope she heard that. Amen. Amen. Come here, shortness. That ain't no short girl. Is she short? She don't look short to me. Well, come on, baby. We're going to work with it. Amen. Stand right in front of me. Right here. And turn around, mama. Turn around. Pakisala. Put a tallit over her. There you go. You're going to face me. His name is Malik?
Yanis.
His name is Yanis?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. From Greece. Halasid. Now, is Yanis the one with the dark spirits around him? Okay. Kisana. Now, I need another one over her head. Mm-hmm. So, Granny, I need that one. Kisa Isadna. We're not praying over you. I just need somebody short so that I could pray over the. Not that you're short, baby. You're not, I'm, amen. It's petite. Amen. See, Kishayana Ulamiana. Now, who's the daughter that asked for the prayer from Greece?
Malina.
Malina, listen to me. Listen to me, Malina. If you have oil, you can get some olive oil. If you don't want to call us, you can get some olive oil and pray over it in the name of Jesus, asking God to bless this olive oil, to bless it to use for your purpose, to let this oil represent who you are and what you're saying. We'll send you information on what the oil and the tallit are for. After you prayed over that oil, you anointed yourself with that oil, and you prayed and prayed over that oil. Now you take a little bit of that oil, and wherever that person sits, or where they sleep, where they stand, where they spend most of their time, put a little drop of oil in each of those places, and pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your perfect will be done. And you're placing oil in those places where that person is, anointing the doorways and the windows and whatever a spirit can come in. Because it may not be the spirits in him, but on him. And they may not be able to recognize what it is. And so you're praying in the name of Jesus and covering them by the blood of Jesus. And you can drive those spirits out. And so in the meantime, Kisadno, Nicole, get Pastor Cole, get the water. In the meantime, and I need you to hold it. No, no, Pastor, you stay here. And I need you to hold it up here. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand right here. And so that's good. We're going to, a barrier. Ha. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Likushan. And what's the name of the person that we're praying for?
Yanis.
Yusaknan. Akishononia. Tanu. Break the bonds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Yanis. Break the bonds, the strongholds, the influences. Break it in the name of Jesus. Lehisala, remove the witchcraft that the enemy is trying to place around them. It's witchcraft that the enemy is trying to indoctrinate on them. Remove the witchcraft. Bring them out of that circle. La Hisomana. Remove the witchcraft. La Ishal. Let your Holy Spirit prevail. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All righty. How many do we have? We have seven more, but we're running out of time. And so what we're going to do is we're going to pray for two more. And then the rest, I'm going to call the names out. And our prayer team today, after prayer, will be praying for those names that are called out and those that are still calling in and those that are still sending in. We're going to pray for those people, okay? All right, Pastor, who you got?
We got Jeremy. He has a job opportunity coming up, so we're asking the Lord for his guidance.
Yes.
For the application.
Yes.
And all of that. Yeah. And for him to be led through his filing for bankruptcy process.
Jehosanya. Jeremy Vausaya, let God lead you. I'm so glad that you are requesting this prayer. I don't know why I'm glad for you in the spirit, but I am. It's possible that the Lord is going to meet you in these things. God is in control. See, what's his name? Jeremy? You are a believer. And God dictates And God has already plotted out your footsteps. He's already laid the foundation for your walk. The light, your path has already been lit by God, and it's been covered by the blood. So God's got you. The fact that you came to him first, asking for his guidance and his permission and for his okay, and for shows that you honor God. You're not doing it and then asking him to bless what you've done. You're asking him, Lord, lead me in the way to be blessed through you according to your will for my life. And so we're laying hands on you in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. We're laying hands on you that you will be anointed by God, that he will lead you and guide you, and that he will bless everything you touch in his name. And that what you're dealing with now will be a testimony. A past. A testimony of how it used to be. I once was, but I'm no longer. I used to be, but I'm not that anymore. I was here, I was there, but now I'm here. Yes. He will use your past as a testimony for those that you are drawing into Christ through the Spirit of God that is in you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let you show in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen.
Now what I'm doing is I'm sending that prayer to you. It's this odd what I saw. I saw a spirit standing here, and I laid my hands on this spirit, and then I sent the spirit off. That's the first time I've ever seen anything like that. Is that awesome?
Yes, Lord.
Is that awesome?
Yes.
Halashayo. What you got?
This is important.
Important.
So Jeannie.
Jeannie.
She's praying for her daughter Tiffany.
Jeannie's praying for Tiffany.
Her granddaughter Chloe and her grandson Kevin.
Tiffany, Chloe, and Kevin.
Yes. Tiffany is making dangerous decisions. She's recently got back with the children's father.
Chrissy, you are Tiffany. Stand right here.
The children's father.
Mm-hmm, right there.
And he's on crystal meth.
Oh, my goodness.
They're thinking the distance is that Tiffany's on crystal meth.
Ay, ay, ay.
Tiffany is also providing marijuana for Chloe.
Oh!
Who is 16.
Oh.
And Kevin, who is the grandson, is struggling with depression and anger issues. Tiffany also said that Jeannie, who is the grandmother, has forbid her to contact the school counselor from talking with the kids after Tiffany found out. So Tiffany found out that Jeannie had contacted to check on her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiffany told the counselor, I forbid you to tell my mother basically anything.
Mm. Wow.
So do we got that?
I got it. I just need the names. I have Tiffany.
Chloe.
Chloe. I need a Chloe. Jackwell, you're Chloe.
And we don't have the boyfriend. The boyfriend who is the father of the kids, he's the one on meth. We don't have his name.
Okay. You preacher. You the... Now, this is Tiffany is the one doing all the dealing.
Right.
This is the 16-year-old granddaughter. This is the cat on meth.
Yes. Okay, that would be the dad.
That's the dad that's on meth.
Uh-huh. Then there would be Kevin, the grandson.
Okay, so you're Kevin, the grandson. It doesn't give his age, right?
He's 14.
You're the 14-year-old Kevin. You're the 16-year-old granddaughter. You're the daughter. You're the dealer.
Tiffany.
And I need a grandmother. Granny, that's you.
Amen.
You're Jeannie. Jeannie, I need you to stand separate from them. There you go. One more step. Decaso, right there. I'm sorry. A half a step, come up. Good, right there. Now turn facing me. Perfect. Yeah, I'm afraid I do understand. Hashanu. I was telling the saints earlier today, we don't know what people are dealing with. And God planted us here for a purpose. This is the last prayer, and then I'm going to. God planted us here for a purpose. God needs somebody that will call out and stand in the gap for these people.
Yes.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Mama, I need you to cover your head because you're standing in for
Jeannie.
For Jeannie, yes. Jeannie, if you're listening, Jeannie, if you're listening, I need you to know that we are standing in a gap for you.
Yes.
And for these, and for all the names that you have called. We are standing in the gap for that situation, for that environment. You are not alone. God hears your cry and your prayer. God captures your tears. They are not going to waste. God is listening. God has an army, God, dedicated for this purpose.
Amen.
Because prayer is important to God. Yes, yes. And God has an army of soldiers and soldiers ready to minister and fight on behalf of you.
Yes.
And those like you and those like us.
Thank you, Lord.
Where's the, they see. Oh my God, this is really taking a heavy toll here. Amen. Come here, Tiffany. Kisalamia atavi. Ah! Talashango. Is Jeannie, is it, I need Tiffany. No, but Jeannie's the grandmother, right?
Yes.
Jeannie, I'm laying hands on Tiffany on your behalf.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you understand this dire situation, this dire consequence. You understand. Greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. I don't know if Tiffany would ever have allowed us to lay hands on her, but we're standing in lieu of her.
Amen.
Condemn the spirits that are operating in her. Break that spirit. Break that spirit. Break that spirit. Whatever it costs, whatever it takes, break that spirit. We're not asking you to destroy Tiffany. We're asking you to destroy the spirit that's operating in Tiffany. We're asking that you would save her and heal her from this demonic hold.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And at the very least, to break the hold of what she's doing to others.
Yes.
We condemn her actions. We condemn that spirit. And we condemn whatever is motivating her to move.
In the name of Jesus.
Capture that soul. Capture that presence and subdue it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God moving in that environment.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Her name's not Gloria. What's her name?
Which one?
The mama. Jeannie. Jeannie, whatever the Lord is about to do, let him do it.
Yes.
Do not interfere with what God is about to do. You let God do it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Do not ask God to not do what he's allowing to do or that he's purposely doing. You ask God to let his will be done and to help you to understand what he's doing. I urge you, do not interfere with what God is doing. You came to God. I need to agree with me, Gloria, Jeannie, in the name of Jesus. Now, for the 16-year-old, Chloe, give me your hands. Ah! Father, you said in your scriptures, it was better, it would be better that a man be drowned in the depths of the sea with a millstone hang about his neck than to offend or cause someone that believe in me to turn away from me, to pull them out of me, to stop them from following me, to stop them from serving me. It would be better that they were drowned at the bottom of the sea, never to rise, than to call someone like my child to never come to me, to be pulled out of my hands. We're asking you to save this daughter while there's still time. Save her life.
Yes,
what's
Lord.
Her name?
Chloe.
Save Chloe's life.
Thank you, Lord.
Save Chloe's life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Capture her and save Chloe's life.
Amen.
Bring her back. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And what's the 16-year-old name?
14, Kevin.
14. Mama, Pastor, one more time. Kevin. And Kevin is doing what? Or does she say?
Aggressive.
Those spirits that have been brought into his atmosphere without his permission have attached themselves to him And he don't know what he's dealing with.
Yes.
He don't know why he's angry. He doesn't know why he's depressed. He doesn't know why the enemy keeps talking suicide to him. He doesn't know why. I'm going to tell you why. Because the spirits that have been introduced into his atmosphere have attached itself to him. And they're telling him and bringing all these things to him.
Yes.
We're praying, Lord. Does it give the little boy's name again?
Kevin.
Pray for that little Father Kevin, who may not be in position to ask you to deliver him.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin,
yes.
14,
yes.
May not be in position to ask you to deliver him.
Yes.
Kevin, Lord, the one you made.
Yes.
You say all of us in Psalms, it is you that have made us and not we ourselves.
Yes.
You said that we are your sheep,
yes,
and the sheep of your pasture. Kevin can't defend himself, but you can.
Yes.
Kevin cannot fight this battle alone, but you can.
Yes.
Don't let him be lost.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him lose his life.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for him and his atmosphere and his family. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And now who's the demon that's giving him all this stuff? The guy.
They don't say his name. He's just an old high school. He's their father.
Baby.
Father, God, in the name of Jesus, that old demon that's destroying the atmosphere that you've created, that old demon that's destroying the atmosphere that you have created, I rebuke that demon in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And whatever needs to happen, Lord, let it happen.
In the name of Jesus.
That they will stop poisoning your people. Of course, we would prefer, Lord, that he will give up this life and let those demons go and run into your open arms while it is yet day. But if he refuses to repent, if he refuses to allow you to save him, if he refuses to get on the ark, and he is headstrong on destroying your people, please destroy him first.
Yeah.
Send your authority. He sent some authority. Send your authority. Make it happen, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to stop now. Give me the names that the soldiers will be praying for, Pastor. Give me the names.
Allison.
Allison. Does it say what city or state or country they're from?
No.
Allison.
Heidi.
Heidi.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Paul.
Paul. And Candy. I remember Candy. Is that our Candy?
Yes.
Oh, Candy. You something else, girl. I got you, Candy. I got you. I was reading the email from you yesterday. We got you, Candy. You are not, we your family. We got you. I actually, Candy, actually, while I'm talking to you now, while I'm calling out your name, I see light in your environment. What that means, when the Lord shows me, when the Lord clears up, he just shows me a light. It's not a light like you turn on the switch, but it's a light light. It's a God light. It means that he has entered into that situation or into that environment.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
And while I was calling your name out, I saw that light. And so I know God has entered into that environment and that situation. We got you, but stay in touch with family. I'm going back. Those names that I call, we'll be praying with you.
Amen.
We'll be praying for you. Please.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
If all goes well, once I get the word, we're going to send you the number to call in, and you'll be able to pray with the prayer warrior Sunday morning
in the name of
Jesus. And they will pray with. Now, listen, this ain't no confession. You can't be on the phone for 20 minutes. You need to come. They will pray with you because we have other people that are calling.
Amen.
If you got to confess to the Lord before you call. If you need forgiveness, ask the Lord. You don't need to come to me for forgiveness. Ask the Lord himself and he will forgive you.
Hallelujah.
But if you just want somebody to pray with you because of you going through something, you're only going to have a few minutes, a couple of minutes to pray so they can pray for someone else. They're not being rude. They just got to go.
Yeah.
Amen. If you want to have a conversation, send us an email and we'll send somebody to you.
Amen.
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 Did I say that right, Pastor?
Amen.
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 We're not trying to be rude. We just, because some people will call and hog up there, talk to you. That's why I don't answer my phone. Because some of y'all ain't got sense enough to hang up. And so if I don't answer, I'm straight. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. She touched you, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But I love you though. Amen. So email me. That's the best thing in the world. Let God be with you. Let your faith overshadow your fear. Let your God show you He is still your God. And don't let media pull you away from God. Don't let media, wherever you're listening to it, condemn or corrupt your faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we good. Hallelujah.